It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, August 31st. I'm Patricia Naft. The chief of police for the city of Delta is on paid administrative leave, according to the Daily Sentinel. Chief Robert Thomas was told about it last Wednesday, and Sergeant Kettle stepped in as interim head of the department. Thomas was hired by Delta in 2008, coming to the Western Slope from Boulder. The Ouray County Courthouse is getting some security upgrades. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The historical courthouse is transitioning to a single point of entry with the help of a state grant. Now people who enter the building are greeted by a security officer and have to pass through a metal detector. Connie Hunt is the Ouray County Administrator.
And the whole idea is to just ensure that we're providing a safe and secure environment in the courthouse for everyone, including our visitors. And that's a priority for Ouray County, and I know that it's a priority for the courts.
The state recommends the single point of entry model for courthouses, but some counties couldn't afford it. Steven Stedman oversees security for the Colorado Judicial Branch. He says that in 2007, the Colorado legislature created a commission to provide funds to 38 smaller counties for basic courthouse security.
You know, the expression, how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant a bite at a time. And so not every county could go all at once.
Stedman says over a decade later, only three of Colorado's 64 counties, Dolores, San Juan, and Gunnison, haven't changed to a single point of entry. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
With September right around the corner, fall is almost upon us. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more on what the weather might look like in the next few months.
Following the unusually wet spring and summer that brought us icy change stories about salmonella, mushrooms, and wildfire, I talked with Dennis Phillips, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
We're looking at a repeat of a wet fall. We've done a few studies here, the climate guys have, that we have a real strong El Nino like this, that it's really the fall and spring periods that turn out wetter than normal.
The precipitation the Western Slope has seen will continue. El Nino, which is tied to the temperature of water in a certain spot in the Pacific Ocean, started off relatively weak earlier this spring, but Phillips says it's growing stronger, a lot stronger.
This is supposed to be a really strong El Nino, at least that's what the forecast is right now, through the winter, and it could be one of the strongest ever recorded. I don't know, that's the way they're leaning. I believe 97 and 98 was the last real strong one, and this is similar, looking in a similar pattern anyway.
The official forecast calls for more moisture through the fall and winter. This is good news for a parched West, but Phillips says this won't end the issue.
Droughts take a long time to get into and out of, so you may get a ton of rain at times this winter, and it probably won't do much to dent the drought as a whole. It'll be good to get that moisture for sure, though.
He says it's unknown how long this El Nino effect will last. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Speaking of water, here's something a little different for this Monday morning. Colorado's Supreme Court Justice Gregory Hobbs is retiring after nearly 20 years on the state's highest bench. In addition to being a judge, Hobbs is also a water advocate and poet. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin spoke with Hobbs a few years back and asked him to read some of his poems and talk about his perspective of the importance of water.
Lord, grant us to receive your waters, not without question. For to question is one of the many ways we may understand how, at this bend of this river, we may find ourselves reflecting the many sources of your shining habitat. In tumult we arrive, swirl, and circulate. We are capable of creation, because you abide in us and we in you. Of all your creations, we are mingled of your flowing grace, creature, vessel, punch, and pouring spout. We are here, Lord. Receive us, patience, who would practice patience, not without answer, O Lord. For in the twist of your stirring stick, we feel the resolution of your resolve. You hold us dear, and we are willing, capable, thankful. So I've been writing poetry really since high school, and water poetry in particular is a passion, because I don't think you can travel anywhere in the West without seeing that our most valuable spiritual asset is actually flowing water. Whatever water moves through or touches, it blesses. And so there's always been this spiritual and origin concept. Every people of every age has put water and life in a synonymous, you know, the breath of God moves across the waters, as described in the Hebrew Bible. And then the Hopis believe that their ancestors came up a reed out of the lake in the center of the earth into this glittering world, as they would call it, the surface world. 75% of us is water, you know, and sometimes I think that water invented us to carry itself around in. We are a water vessel, you know, all life is that. And we realize living here in Colorado how important that is, because we value recreation and fishing, and we have water rights now for these kind of uses. Marshalling water and learning how to govern and sharing water in community is the essence of survival in the arid lands, and we know from the early drought of the 21st century how dry it can get. Oh, blessed rain, fall and renew the bearded purple iris, all the single, each and every pollen, unconfuse us. We've got to share our water. Remember, we're the watershed. When we became the Colorado Territory in 1861, we got the headwaters of the Platte, the Arkansas, the Rio Grande, and the Colorado River. I mean, there's no other state like us, the mother of rivers. We have to share it, and that means we have to live on a tight budget internally for our own growth into the future. Water's all about, really, this is about our history and culture. Every one of these ditches anywhere in Colorado has a story to. Why was it developed? Who developed it? What grew up out of it? We all grew up, all these cities grew up out of these farmlands and out of these ditches. So this is the poem, Water's All About. Water's all about our work and play, how we're formed and look. From brow to toe, brain and heart, mountain front and plains afoot. Snow-white caps on winter heads, rolled up sleeves in August bake. Lakes and streams that swell and shrink, that fall and spring are equinox. Gnarly hands and gnarled up knuckles, buckled plates and chisel grooves. From north to south, the hogback hues, the reds, the greens, our faults, our hopes. From east to west, the morning peeps. She plants her feet in columbine. She spreads her mantle on the utes, the canyon rims, the furrow rows. She sets our route, our journey on, her waves and pools, her come along. So the siren call of water is our past, our present, and our future.
That was Justice Gregory Hobbs from a 2012 interview with KRCC's Andrea Chalfin. Hobbs is retiring from the Colorado Supreme Court. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.